Will you join me in standing out of reverence for our gospel reading? And hear this reading from the gospel according to St. Luke. But on the first day of the week, at early dawn, they came to the tomb taking the spices that they had prepared. They found a stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they went in, they did not find the body. While they were perplexed about this, suddenly two men in dazzling clothes stood beside them. The women were terrified and bowed their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, but has risen." He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still in Galilee, that the Son of Man must be handed over to sinners and be crucified, and on the third day rise again. Then they remembered his words, and returning from the tomb, they told all this to the 11 and to the rest. Now it was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the other women with them who told this to the apostles. But these words seemed to them an idle tale, and they did not believe them. But Peter got up and he ran to the tomb. Stooping and looking in, he saw the linen cloths by themselves. Then he went home, amazed at what had happened. Friends, this is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Will you pray with me? O Lord, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing to you, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. We finally made it to Easter Sunday. Some of us have given up stuff like food or certain types of meat or certain types of entertainment. Some of us have taken up practices such as daily scripture reading or prayer or service every week of Lent, and we finally made it. Our entire Lent here at Christ Church has been focused on activity. How do we delve deeper into a relationship with God and Christ through the Holy Spirit? What can we do in our lives that make us better disciples, that draw us nearer to the Lord, that make us more aware of the Spirit's action in and among us, our community, our families, our friends, and our own lives? That happens most Lenten seasons. We start doing more. We start paying attention better. We start asking God to act in our lives and create in us a space for God to dwell. But then Easter comes and we celebrate and we just kind of stop. We spent 40 days learning how to pray better, 40 days learning how to fast from certain things, 40 days at least on Sundays and Wednesdays being encouraged to consider how we know God in a deeper way, and we get to Easter and then we just continue on the rest of the year forgetting what we have learned, letting go of some of those practices. And so what I encourage us to do today, especially in our Eastertide, is to not stop. Don't stop those things that are making you better. Don't stop those things that you started practicing during Lent that are drawing you closer to the life that God wants for you. Don't stop those things that are giving you peace and helping you to know a better life. Peter, Mary, Joanna, everyone in this story, they bind us to keep personally seeking the risen Lord. Have you ever thought what might have happened, at least in our narratives today and in the gospel, when they find Jesus, if no one would have gone looking for the risen Lord? Would they have known? Would he have just had to show up back in town? "Hey guys, I'm here. No one came looking for me." Have you ever wondered what would have happened if the disciples, the apostles, wouldn't have run back to the tomb and looked in? What would happen to our stories if people never sought after Jesus? After all, that is the tale of the Gospels, is it not? People have been trained to look for Messiah. People have been trained to look for someone that will bring new life. People have been trained to look for someone who would fulfill the prophecies. They look for Jesus, and when they look, they do indeed find. And I beg the question today, with the tomb empty and the stone rolled back, how many times a day, not a week, not in a lifetime, but how many times in one day do we miss the empty tomb? How many times do we simply walk by the risen Lord in our own midst? And how do we as Easter people put an end to walking past that empty tomb? The reason that church exists, the reasons that Christians profess this faith, is because there is a risen Lord. And although it's crazy and hard to understand, and we often doubt and deal with this mystery of a risen person, yet alone a risen Lord who takes away sin and opens up life to us, Easter is the reason that we do any of this. Easter is the reason that we live and move and have our being. Easter is the reason that we have life and that we believe that Jesus truly is still acting and moving in our world. So how do we live into that? How do we live as Easter people who are so convinced that God is in our midst, that Jesus is still moving in this world? I think that we do what Peter does in our scripture. We stoop down and we look in. We stoop down and we look in. What does that look like? It looks like slowing down. It looks like continuing those practices that you've done all Lent. Maybe today it means that you slow down enough to look into the eyes of a child who is so excited to find that Easter egg. And you say, "This is the risen Lord in front of me. This is God working that there is life in my family and in this world." Stooping down and looking in today might mean that you pull up a chair at Easter dinner with the oldest person around the table. You ask them stories of their life, stories of your family, stories of where God has been in their life and in yours. And as you hear those stories and those words, you say, This is the risen Lord. This is the life that comes from the empty tomb. Maybe stooping down and looking in means today that you sit in your recliner and listen to the quiet of your empty nest. And you think about all of the sounds that used to fill that house, even though the kids are somewhere else today. And you think about how that is the empty tomb. How that joy that children and family and memories, how that is a sign of the risen Lord. Maybe stooping down and looking in just means that we reorient our lives to begin looking for Christ living and among us. Some of you are going to be that for someone else today when you take them something as simple as candy while they work at the Dollar General or Arby's. Some of you are going to be that for people today by being kind. But maybe stooping down and looking in is one simple way that we continue to live as Easter people, looking for Christ among us, in this world, active and alive. Because He is not here. He is risen for all of us to see. I speak to you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.